Well, their front, certainly. I mean, they've got some guys right across the board. You know who they are. They're very good. They're very active, explosive guys. They also use everybody. You know, they use safeties. They use their backers, obviously. They have it all, and they make you work at everything. They really do.
Coach, after the last two games, you stood up for the press and put a big part of the team not being prepared on your own shoulders. I'm wondering, have you adjusted at all how you're preparing the team now, and if you haven't, why not?
Well, what we're doing is very simple. We're focusing on the details with each and every player through our coaches to work our way through the week and get ready for the Vikings. It's really that simple.
You know, nothing is too small. Nothing can be overlooked. The finest little step, like you said, how you interact with your teammates, communicating more during the week so there aren't any miscommunications. You know, finding energy, you know, on Wednesday when everyone's still a little bit down and trying to go out and have a good practice. So you know, I think you hit it on the head. You got to do all those little things to try to dig yourself out.
How do you find that energy?
You know, I think most of the guys in that locker room, if not everyone in that locker room, you know, likes the position they're in, likes our teammates, loves football, and that's what kind of propels you through it. You know, I love playing with the guys in my huddle, so that's what kind of gets me through it, of, you know, not letting those guys down and each day coming to work and knowing that, you know, they're doing everything possible for us to try to win football games, so I need to do the same.
You've seen out of Marquise the last week and a half as he sort of tries to get up back to speed.
You know, really practiced with him the last couple of days. You know, I think he looks great. You know, still a little bit shaky, just kind of getting back into it. But I thought he had a better day today than he had yesterday. You know, I was talking to Cav about it. You know, you forget how good he is as such a young player. We had him really going during training camp before he got hurt, so we were excited about him. And you know, guy gets hurt, goes on kind of IR, and you kind of forget about him a little bit because you have to move on. So getting him back, I think, is a little bit of a boost for us. Morale-wise, and you know, in the huddle, he has fun. So it's fun having him back.
What are you most excited about in the line?
You know, he's a bigger guy, but I think his route running is a little bit different than Alshon or B. He's a little bit smoother, a little bit fluid in and out of cuts. He's great, got great body control, but he can still go up and get the ball. So he's a little bit of a different type of guy, that which we kind of need.
What has this week been like for you? National reaction, local reaction, the fans reaction.
Yeah, you know, luckily enough, I don't pay too much attention to what happens outside the building. I had a lot of conversations with guys and coaches inside the building. You know, you can definitely feel the pressure. You know, Jim, luckily enough, keeps me enlightening everything that's being said. Thanks, Jim, for that. We got to get better. I've got to get better, and that's just kind of the focus right now of finding every little thing that I can get better at to try to win a ball game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real sense of urgency, you know, throughout the locker room, of course, because, you know, we just want guys to go out there and play fast. So, you know, learn in the week, during the week in the classroom, and then go out there and obviously try to display that on the field.
And what's the key to getting confidence as a group back?
I think just offensively speaking, I think rhythm in the offense, you know, getting a rhythm, whether it's, you know, in the play calling where, you know, we get runs going and then they complement the passes, or if it's the other way around where we get passes that complement the runs and stuff, so we can get a rhythm going and not, you know, go three and outs, because, you know, when you do that, you can't really get a rhythm going and, you know, sustain drives and keep the other offense off the field.
Even early in the games, before you get way down,
you
seem to
avoid away. Yeah, I mean, that's as a running back, obviously you want to run the ball. So, you know, it's frustrating sometimes when we get away from the run. But, you know, hopefully we get back to it.
How do you think the team got to this point after showing so much promise last year and coming in?
How did we get to this point? I'm not even sure how to answer that question, man. I guess by losing six games.
What are your early impressions of the Vikings defense and what they do well?
Fast defense. That's the Bengals' old defensive coordinator, so they got a lot of different looks from last game. I mean, last year when we played them in the first game, a lot of different blitz packages they have, so we have to be prepared for that. Their rookie linebacker, Barr, is pretty good. And, you know, all three of their linebackers actually are playing really well right now, and their front is really good. And you got Harrison Smith in the secondary, who's a ball hawk and safety, so we got to be, you know, watch out for that. So they got a really good defense, and, you know, we got to be prepared to, you know, obviously establish a run game, hopefully, and then, you know, so they can't just, you know, pin their ears back and just blitz every time.
Does the familiarity of preparing for Cincinnati, it's been a long time now, does that help this week? I mean,
it does, and watching the games that they've already played when they do some similar stuff. So we have to obviously watch film on three and outs, create that when we don't get in a rhythm. So as an offense, you have to be, you know, our offense works best when it's balanced, when we're doing both run and pass and not, you know, harping on either one too much. So we have to, you know, be balanced in our attack on the defense, and then sustained drives. You know, three and outs kill us, and obviously turnovers kill us.
Don't have us, or somebody would get beat physically, and, you know, that happens. That's a part of football. But at the end of the day, every single play is like, you know, we have to fight to get better every play. We have to detail our assignments every play. And that starts individually. That starts with myself. And then it goes to each unit. Each unit has to do their job and has to communicate at a high level. And then we have to tie it all together, you know, on a consistent basis throughout a game, which is not easy. So, you know, we just have to continue to focus up, and we've got to find a way.
Do you wonder, with all the offensive weapons this team has and their top-flight weapons, why this team hasn't been able to score more points than they've been scoring?
I just said it. You know, we're not doing our job. We're not finding a way to get it done. I mean, if we can't, you know, if we can't do it by each unit, and if we can't tie it together, then, you know, we won't get to where we need to be.
Minnesota, a really top flight pass rush. What kind of challenge are they?
It's a tough challenge for us. You know, we have to come out. We have to be focused physically and mentally. You know, because they're going to bring pressures. They have good edge rushers. You know, these guys are relentless. They bring it every play. So, you know, we have to be relentless. We have to bring it every play. We have to finish. We got to keep our quarterback clean, and we have to find a way to open these holes up so our running backs can make plays.
After each of the last couple of games, you made the comment that you guys kind of need to look at yourselves in the mirror, kind of take the mantle upon your own shoulders. How difficult is that to do, and how has that been going?
The more you lose, the more situations you're in where you're not having success. It's tough, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is what we're here for. You know, we're put in this position to have positive yards, to score points. And, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to find a way to win these games.